Well, I believe there's no better place to go than to Jesus. And so we hope that in this time, that's exactly where we're looking to. Thank you, Lana and Lorna, for that powerful song this morning. And I certainly do hope that we are looking to Jesus in these days. And I do believe it's unfortunate that we have to have moments like these for people to begin to be encouraged to look to Jesus. I hope that that's happening every day of our lives and that we're coming to Him and seeking Him and prayer. And so we hope that we'll continue to do so in the days that we're living. But just a few announcements I wanted to share with you this morning before we get into the message this morning. We did want to share with you that there'll be no kid adventures this coming Wednesday. Policy is that when the school is closed that there's no kid adventures. And so there'll be no kid adventures this Wednesday. And of course, next Wednesday would be spring break. And so that was scheduled for no kid adventures. So over the next couple weeks here, there'll be no kid adventures. However, though everything else is closing around us, there's still things happening here. All right, yeah, absolutely. We're still the church, and we're still going to be the church, and we're still going to move forward. So we're still, for our church extension project for March, we're still collecting books for the elementary school, and there is a tote there in the foyer for those. And so we hope that you allow the Lord to speak through you in that fashion. Also, Sunday, March 29th at 6 p.m., it will be our fellowship and song with Hillham. And so we'll be traveling, of course, taking the church van. We'll be traveling to Hillham to join them for a song service and fellowship. And of course, if you have a song that you'd like to share, get with Dean and on that song. And we'll have a great time of fellowship here at the end of March with Hillham. Also, Kid Adventures, although there won't be any Kid Adventures next couple of weeks, there's looking for a preschool teacher, and so if you'd be interested in that, if you'd see Becky. Also, the daycare is selling pizzas, and so if you're interested in buying pizzas, if you would see Kirsty or Crystal in regard to the pizza orders, I'm sure they'd be glad to take care of that for you. Dean already mentioned the church board meeting Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Then also in the bulletin, you're going to find the Easter services are there for you to be able to look at and begin to prepare for and begin to invite. We've been sharing with you over the last few weeks that we want you to invite for people to come out for Easter as we worship the Lord. And so we wanted to remind you of those upcoming events. And then I also just wanted to take a moment and to thank the church for your prayers, your concern, your calls, your support. As we had the opportunity to spend the week in Louisville, we sure are glad to be home. And if people want to live there, that's great. I'm glad I don't. Not one of my favorite places, but nonetheless, we thank you for your prayers and your care, your concern for us and especially for Aubrey. As many of you already know, that Aubrey was diagnosed with MS. Wednesday-ish. We're trusting the Lord. He knows what He's doing. We believe He's going to do great things. They did share with us, with proper medication and Aubrey taking very good care of herself, that she should live long and well. And so we're going to trust that and we're going to believe that. And so we want to just once again thank you for your prayers and your support, your calls, and your texts. Thank you so much for that. And we ask that you would continue to pray for her. She will be seeing a specialist this week and also beginning some therapy. So we just ask that you would continue to remember Aubrey. And we know that you will. You are faithful. We appreciate you and we love you. Thank you for all that you do. Over the last several weeks, we've been talking about this journey that we're going to be on together as we journey toward Easter and all the things that are going to unfold in that time period. And so we begin today walking together along the road that leads to our Savior's cross, grave, and empty tomb. We'll consider the sacrifice and the suffering of Jesus. This week, as we make that journey, we will follow a series entitled It Is Finished, and I hope that you're using your It Is Finished devotional book and hope that you're enjoying that. And so some of the things you're going to be hearing and seeing are kind of follows along with that. And so we hope that you're using that. And so we're going to follow that that series entitled, It Is Finished. Each week we will ponder one of the seven last words Jesus spoke from the cross, and we are only going to cover five of those because of the just kind of the way the calendar fell, and because I was gone a Sunday, so we had to cut that to five, and so we're all, instead of all seven, we may deal with the other two in the evening services, but we will of the morning cover five of the last words Jesus spoke from the cross and what they mean to us and for us. And so this week we'll focus on the first words that Jesus spoke from the cross that are recorded for us in Luke chapter 23 and verse 24. Let's stand together this morning as we turn to the Word. Luke chapter 23, just one verse this morning, Luke 23 verse 34. And the Word of the Lord shares with us, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've given to us. We thank you that we have the opportunity to gather together and to worship, to sing and to pray and just, Lord, to fellowship with one another. And so, Lord, we thank you for that this morning. But once again, Lord, we ask that you will allow the Holy Spirit to come and settle upon us in a powerful way, and that you would stir our heart and stir our mind. And as we begin, Lord, this journey together to Easter, and we begin to think about this word, forgive, and what it means to be forgiven, we ask, Lord, that you would open your word to us, and we would understand it in a way we've never understood it before. And above all that, not that we just understand it, but Lord, this morning that we've either experienced it or experiencing it right now in our life. And so I ask that you would just come and move upon us in a powerful way. We ask once again, Lord, that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. We just desire to share, Lord, with your people what you've laid on our heart. And we know this morning you'll do that. And so, Lord, this morning we just want to thank you because you are an absolutely amazing God in whom we love and trust. And so, Lord, we just come to you this morning seeking you and your will and your way, not only for this service, but for our lives. We ask in your precious name. And amen. You may be seated this morning. In a family with children, two words often echo across the house or our homes. We've probably heard this often, and it's simply, not me. Not me. Or the other word I thought of too was, I didn't do it. Not me, I didn't do it. For instance, who left their dirty clothes in the bathroom? A chorus of voices replies, not me. I always thought that was interesting. It's obvious often who left their clothes in the bathroom. Or at least it is at our house. Eli usually doesn't wear shades of purple or pink. Usually, yeah. Or maybe, who tracked mud through the house with size 8 sneakers? Not me. Who emptied the milk carton and put it back in the refrigerator? Not me. You've heard these before, I'm sure. Who dropped these French fries in the back seat of the car? Not me. And the list would go on and on and on. This is a universal syndrome. One that is not limited to families with children. Adults often say, not me, as well. Only in more subtle or sophisticated ways. The truth is we have an aversion to accepting blame and responsibility. We regularly cover up, hide, blame others, fake, and deny. Not me has a long heritage in human history. one going all the way back, even to the first man and woman. And so this morning, as we think about this concept of forgiveness, and that's exactly what Jesus shared from the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Three things this morning I'd like for us to understand or consider. And the first one is this. Forgiveness was necessary in the beginning, in the past, in the present, and will be necessary in the future. We discover that God walked through the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve disobeyed Him. The man said, "The woman made me do it." The woman said, "The serpent made me do it." I believe it was the world's first case of, yes, not me. Forgiveness was necessary in the beginning. Even at Jesus' passion, a parade of people denied their guilt and basically said, "Not me." The chief priest wanted Jesus punished and disposed of. But they didn't want blood on their hands. So they passed Jesus' case on to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. They said, "Jesus is disturbing the peace. It's not us. He's to blame." Another classic case of "not me." Forgiveness necessary in the past. On the night Jesus was arrested, someone said to Peter, "You know the man from Nazareth, don't you? You were with him. You were one of his disciples." Peter denied it, saying, "I don't know the man." Not me. Forgiveness necessary, once again, in the past. Pontius Pilate was reluctant to kill Jesus, knowing he was innocent. But rather than risk a riot and to please the religious leaders, he allowed the execution. He took a bowl of water, dipped his hands in it, and said, "I'm innocent of this man's blood. Not me." The truth is, this morning, we must admit that we have all joined the chorus of, "Yeah, you got it. Not me." Simply because the truth about our guilt is painful. Forgiveness in the present. If I'm at fault, then I have to bear the consequences of my fault and my guilt. And the truth is, that hurts. Guilt and shame burden our hearts, so we say, "Yes, believe this or not, not me." Over and over again, "Not me." But as we journey together, and I hope we experience Good Friday, because Good Friday is about truth, that moment we remember and commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus. And so it's about truth. It's about honesty. It's about being real. I don't believe that you can look at the cross and say, "Not me." Standing before our Lord, there is no hiding. There is no passing blame. No self-righteousness, no faking, no cover-up. Because He knows. He knows whose clothes was left in the bathroom. He knows who left the muddy footprints. He knows who spilt the fries in the back seat of the car. He knows all those moments in our life where we said, "Nope, not me." And so the truth is, this morning, if we accept it or not, we're all part of this syndrome of not me. Yet there's good news. There's a cure for the not me syndrome. And it is the cross of Christ. It is, as we'll understand, forgiveness. And so the second thing this morning I want us to understand is the cure for the not me syndrome is the cross of Christ. The cross compels us to say, it's me, instead of, it's not me. The cross compels us to say, I ignored someone I loved. It's me. I spoke those hurtful words. It's me. I broke my promise. It's me. I lied. I started that fight. I acted self-righteous. I looked at what I shouldn't have. I loved my job more than God and people. It's me. I have avoided God and His will in my life. I've been stuck in selfish ways. It's me. Jesus died a public and very painful death. Yet He said something remarkable to His Heavenly Father about His murderers, those who stood at the foot of the cross. We find that in Luke chapter 23 in verse 34. He said, Father, forgive them. Jesus prayed, for they know not what they do. Remarkable. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus, if you notice, did not say, Father, punish them. Father, hold them accountable for what they're doing to me. It's not me, it's them. He said, forgive them. Yes, just so you didn't get that, He said, forgive them. That's remarkable. All that we know that Jesus has gone through to this moment. In fact, the moment He comes into Jerusalem on what we refer to as Palm Sunday, with the victory chants, Hosanna to the Lord. Blessed be those who come in the name of the Father. Jesus knew then what lay ahead of Him. And I can imagine this morning in His mind, He was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus didn't say, not me. Instead, He said, it's me. I'll take the blame. I'll take the hit. I'll bear the fault and pay for their offenses. Forgive them. The cross of Christ is the cure for the syndrome of not me. Third thing this morning I'd like for us to understand is that Jesus takes on the responsibility of forgiveness. He doesn't say, not me. But He takes on the responsibility of forgiveness. In the circles of leadership, there's a leadership saying that goes something like this. True leadership is taking responsibility for the things that are not your fault. That's what leaders do. They take on the responsibility of things that are not their fault. And so in this thing of forgiveness, Jesus took full responsibility when it was our fault, our sin. Jesus said, it's me. Even when we say, not me, Jesus took the blame and the responsibility even when we deny it. At the cross, Jesus said, it's me. Put it on my back. I'll take the responsibility for forgiveness. And that's exactly what He did. I believe this morning that the cross should convict us. It should compel us to say, it's me. No more covering up. No more passing blame. It's my sin. It's my mess. It's my fault. Truth be told, this morning, we all must look at the cross and say, it's me. But there's a beautiful thing about that. When we do that, there's forgiveness. There's forgiveness. I wonder today, as we're on this journey through Lent, this time to refocus and reconnect with the Lord, what sins might we need to confess today? What failings have we been hiding? What mistakes must we take ownership of? But listen, at the same time, we must hear Jesus say, it's me. I stand in your place, assuming the punishment for your sin. In the midst of it, we have to hear Jesus say to us, I forgive you. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10 shares with us this morning, and this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Or in other words, our substitute. Propitiation simply means that He's paying the price for our sins. He's taking our place. He is being our substitute. He's taking the punishment for our sins. And so in the midst of this, we must recognize that Jesus is saying, it's me. I will take the responsibility and I will forgive. Jesus bears the sins of the whole world on His back. And there's even enough room on His back for you and I, for us, for our sin, for our faults, for our offenses. Jesus said, it's me. So He could say to us, say to you this morning, you're forgiven. There's forgiveness this morning in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so as we think about those words that He spoke from the cross, He was not only saying to those who were there, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." But He's saying to us this morning, "Father, forgive them." And so as those words echo in our mind over our journey over the next few weeks, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," Jesus is simply saying to us, "I forgive you." I want you to know this morning there is forgiveness because of the cross of Christ, and it's here and it's available to us no matter the circumstances in our life, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done. There's forgiveness. Right here, right now, in this moment, Jesus wants to say to you, "You're forgiven." And so as we come to a close this morning, would you consider the freedom from guilt and shame that Jesus graciously won for you at the cross of Calvary? Would you consider this morning the height and the depth and the length and the breadth of God's love? Love that would take your guilt upon Himself, granting to us this morning forgiveness. Would you consider that? As we begin our journey together to Easter, I want you to know this morning that it begins with forgiveness. We can have a relationship with Christ, with the Heavenly Father, because He's willing to forgive us. And then I want to encourage you not only to live in the forgiveness of Christ, but to grant forgiveness to others. This journey begins with forgiveness. And today, it's available to us. All because of the cross of Christ. Let's stand together this morning. I'll ask Lana to come to the piano this morning. And as she just plays softly, will we take a few moments to consider all that Christ has done for us? And could we recognize this morning and say to ourselves, "It's me. It's me who needs the forgiveness of Christ in my life." And so as we begin this journey, the celebration of Easter this morning, it begins with forgiveness. And so maybe in these moments together, there's just something that we need to share with the Lord. There's just something that we need to give to Him. Maybe there is sin in our life. Maybe there's doubt or unbelief or fear. Or maybe struggle. And we just need to come to the Lord. Say, "Lord, it's me. I need You. I need Your forgiveness." All we have to do is ask. We simply have to ask. And recognize, instead of saying, "It's not me, it is me." And when we do that, there's forgiveness available because of the cross of Christ. we're in that scenario this morning, I wonder if we would just step out to an altar of prayer and just ask Jesus to forgive us. Would you be mindful of the Lord this morning? We'd be mindful of the Lord. Maybe there's something you're even dealing with in your life right now, and you don't want to step forward at the moment, but I want you to know that right where you stand, you can say, Lord, it's me. I need your forgiveness. We're going to pray in just a moment. We want to give you time this morning. There's some that have come. They just want to share with the Lord. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we're so thankful for the forgiveness of Christ in our life, for the opportunity to ask, to come. But Lord, for that to happen, we have to recognize that it's us, that it's me, and that we are in need of forgiveness. And so, Lord, I ask this morning that you would continue to speak to our hearts and that we would come to you, Lord, this morning. And we would seek your forgiveness because it's available to us and we rejoice that it is. We pray this morning for those who have come, knelt this altar and simply saying, Lord, you know what's happening in my life. And you know, Lord, this morning what's happening. Whatever is going on. And we ask you this morning, Lord, that you would touch and that you would intervene and that, Lord, if it's necessary for forgiveness, Lord, that you would forgive. But Lord, there might be some that is in the congregation this morning and they're standing where they're standing this morning and in their heart and mind they're saying, oh, I need the Lord's forgiveness. Lord, would you move upon them this morning in a powerful way? Would you stir their heart and mind and let them know this morning that they're forgiven? All they have to do is ask. And Lord, this morning, I hope that they're asking. And to recognize that this journey to the cross begins with forgiveness. Not only as you forgive us, Lord, but that we forgive others. And so, Lord, as we go down this road together, help us, Lord, forgiving us and helping us to forgive others. Lord, we ask that you would come in just a powerful way and sweep over us as we experience together this beautiful thing of forgiveness. We ask in your precious name. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just be mindful of the Lord this morning. Oh, we serve an amazing God who's able to do more than we can imagine or even begin to think. So as we journey together to the celebration of Easter, let's live in forgiveness and let's share forgiveness with others. It's a powerful way to live. Do you love Him this morning? Amen. Amen. Praise His name. Read on if you would. Would you dismiss us this morning in a word of prayer?